listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, welcome to the show today. Today is Tuesday, no kidding, because I always am on Tuesday. But today is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Now, this is a little funny because, you know, Kellen, I live in Canada right now. And Thanksgiving in Canada is the second Monday in October. And so it was, a month and a half ago and kind of fun. Joy, my angel wife that you guys have heard about before, her birthday's in October, on October 14th. And sometimes Thanksgiving, the second Monday, actually occurs on that. So sometimes her birthday is on Thanksgiving. And of course, that gives me, married to an angel, something else to be grateful for. But I want to talk today about, you know, the same old stuff you've heard about being grateful, et cetera, et cetera. I want to talk about what really happens and why it really matters. Because it seems like we're in a time where, you know, there's not a lot of that going on, and we should do something about that. And this isn't a silly thing where I say, you know, they should fix that, because that's kind of stupid. Because you and me, we can't get they to do anything. So if we're going to change any of that, it's got to be us. And, you know, when I've talked for now years on here and other places, if you don't subscribe to the podcast, it's also called Your Ultimate Life, but the topics are always different and the guests are different. But it's about how to create that life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And it seems like that vision is getting further and further away. You know, you look at surveys and they talk about people's confidence in buying a home. Median home buyers are now 40 instead of 20. I bought my first home, you know, in my 20s, early 20s, 23 or something. And now that is impossible for most people. You know, 40 is the median age, and that is sad. And then there's all kinds of things that put those things we think we want out of reach. Or it feels like they're out of reach. So you might say, well, Kellen, what do we have to be grateful for? And what this isn't is a pep talk on me telling you you should anything, because I can't make anybody do anything. And I wouldn't even if I could. I really wouldn't, because then it doesn't matter. But I want to explain a little bit what I've learned over the years, decades now, about gratitude. About that feeling in us when we feel grateful. I'll give you an example. I was worked shift work for many years, about 12 years. I worked rotating shifts at a particular job. And I got off on swing shift one night at 11, and I was on my way home. And the freeway I took home had a big curve on it that was also kind of an overpass curve. And I was in the left lane, and there wasn't very much traffic. It was dark, and so I had a little sports car, and I was driving too fast in the fast lane, and there wasn't anybody around. And as I got right to the top of that curve, in the dark, I could barely see there was a car that had pulled over to the side. Now, you know, on an overpass, up in the air, there's not a lot of room. There's the white line, and then there's the fence, you know, the concrete thing that sticks up. And so there wasn't a lot of room, and a car pulled over there is going to be halfway in the lane, like only half of the car is pulled over. And so at the very last, what seemed like instant, I saw that, and I yanked the steering wheel over to the right and then back to the left. And it's a good thing there was nobody in the lane to the side of me. And because I was driving a sports car, it had good steering. But anyway, wham, wham, and I missed it, like barely, close enough that it shaved the hairs on my arm, almost, felt like it. But anyway, so then I went down the road another 300 or 400 yards, and I had to pull over. Because it took 300 or 400 yards, maybe 500, before it really hit me what had happened. I'd reacted instantaneously, like we do sometimes. And it happened to be under an underpass, the road went over the top. So I pulled over to the side because I had to, you know, just sort of have a meltdown, not really meltdown, but my body released a lot of chemicals, freaked out. So there were two things that I noticed in my body. One is the danger. So there was the chemistry of danger and fear, but there was also the chemistry of just enormous gratitude. I was just overwhelmed with a feeling of gratitude that I had been blessed to have a car that could do that, to see it in the last tenth of a second before, you know, I crashed at freeway speeds into a stopped car. And that is experiencing, you know, gratitude. Now, I'm sure it doesn't take something that dramatic. If you're with someone that you love and something really draws your attention to the meaning of that relationship, or you see a newborn come into your life or a nephew or a niece or something, you just have this feeling in your body that is gratitude. That is the feeling, the chemistry of gratitude. That's kind of what I want to talk about to start with, because I called today's episode Gratitude is an Undervalued Superpower. And it is a superpower. It has creative power. It's almost like a Harry Potter wand. It's almost like you can wave it and speak some incantation and make cool stuff happen. It's almost like that. Now let's talk about why. U.S. Thanksgiving's in 2 days, and because Joy and I are both dual national, we have U.S. citizenship, Canadian citizenship, so we celebrate both, and I don't know exactly what we're going to do it after tomorrow. That's not my department. But we're going to do something. But I want you to get clear on what this is. Gratitude that I'm talking about isn't polite optimism. It's chemistry. It's wiring. And it is power. Now, you've all seen or heard stories of, you know, kid gets hit by a car and mom runs out there and lifts up the car and drags the kid out because of adrenaline. So that is another neurotransmitter, chemistry, you know, hormone that is pumped into the blood. And when it's pumped in there enough, fight or flight, it, you know, it increases massive power to certain muscle groups. Well, gratitude chemicals are the same. It pumps enormous power into us. Now, it's not the same power. It's not the same thing as adrenaline or other situations. But I want to talk about what this really is. Gratitude isn't just a mood. It isn't just a thank you. I want to talk about the biology for a minute because it's fun to know this. So when you feel that feeling surge through you of gratitude, it increases dopamine. Now, we all know what dopamine. That's the reward chemical. When you tick something off your checklist, get a little shot of dopamine, right? When you win the race, you know, you're running a thing, you win. Oh, that's dopamine. When you finish, you work late and you finish the project and you know darn well it's good. That feeling, that's dopamine, right? Gratitude slams that up high. All right, and that dopamine's always associated with motivation and reward. The reward that we feel makes us want to do something more to have more of it. And that's an important piece of it. So gratitude also increases serotonin. Now, serotonin's another chemistry thing in your blood that's associated with your mood. When you have serotonin, you feel better, you know? And you have more satisfaction in your life. Things feel good. And it's also associated with resilience. We're going to talk about gratitude in difficult situations later in the show. But it pours up serotonin when you feel gratitude. Another thing that it does is it increases oxytocin. Now, oxytocin is the chemical that when you give somebody a hug, like a real hug, not just a perfunctory polite hug, but when you hug somebody, and I'm not talking about physical attraction or sexual in nature, but when you hug somebody, there's a thing that I read somewhere about 8 seconds. If you hug somebody for 8 seconds, and maybe it's a little more, a little less, your body releases oxytocin and you feel that tenderness. You feel that feeling towards someone of tenderness. And oxytocin is like deep connection and trust, emotional safety. So it increases all those when you feel that feeling of gratitude. Another thing that it increases is something called anandamide. Now, you may not know about that one. I didn't for a long time. I knew about all the others. But anandamide is sometimes called the bliss molecule. And you know what the best source of anandamide is? Chocolate. Raw cocoa, the dark chocolate, dark stuff. Or raw cocoa powder that's unsweetened. That's the best natural source of anandamide. But anyway, and that's why chocolate is a mood enhancer. It really is. Anandamide is called the bliss molecule, and that brings a sense of calm, ease, and like, you know, everything's going to be all right. So gratitude does all of those. Okay? Dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and anandamide. And so that's why it feels so good. What else it does is it turns down, reduces cortisol. Now, we all know what cortisol is. Cortisol is the stress hormone, the thing that we feel when we're stressed. Got a knot in your stomach, and you feel kind of sucky and anxious and uptight. So if it does all that, and it does some other things too, it activates the prefrontal cortex, which is your decision-making, perspective, restraint, emotional regulation, that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. Gratitude literally changes the emotional cocktail that's running your life. Okay, now my incident that I told you about certainly wasn't expected. It was a sudden thing and, you know, lightning responses, fortunately, and the car being able to do that and not flipping over or crashing the car was certainly a reason to have enormous gratitude. But I want to share with you another way to have to activate that chemistry, because you know what it feels like when that chemistry goes in you and it's like, wow, you feel really good, right? We're not talking substances here. We're talking about natural high. Here's how. When you think about things that are good in your life, maybe you have a partner that you really adore. Maybe you have a job that is just really fulfilling. Maybe you have kids that are really near and dear to your heart. Or maybe you're just really grateful for other things. And what happens is we don't think about those things very much. We, quote, take them for granted. We just assume they're going to be there. And when we do that, they don't create any neurotransmitters. They don't do anything for us. So here's what I do to create that powerful cocktail I just told you about. I think about something in my life that I'm actually grateful for. No pretend, no joking, no fake it till you make it, none of that crap. Forget that. And it's easy for me because I have tons of stuff that I'm just staggeringly grateful for. One is I'm married to an angel. Like, that one works every single time. But let me tell you how in a minute. Another thing is I'm healthy. Yeah, I walk with a cane and I got trouble between L5 and S1 discs and I have a lot of pain when I walk, not when I'm sitting, fortunately, so I'm okay now. But so there's a lot of things that I could complain about, but I don't. But my wife, Joy, that's always it. Another thing is I get to do what I love to do. I love making podcasts. I love coaching people. I love my clients. Just everything about them. I love encouraging them, lifting them, seeing them in their greatness. So I have great clients. And I have a recording studio and I love music. Now, if you haven't listened to anything, go to Spotify and just put my name in. I got 94 songs. You'll see one of them's called Living in the Sunshine, and it's about learning this gratitude. But anyway, so I pick something that I'm actually grateful for, and here's what I do with it. I think about it, and I think about it, and I think about it, and I think about all the reasons I'm grateful for it. And all the benefits that it brings in my life and how, like, if I'm thinking about Joy, that's easy. Her face, the way she talks to me, how she encourages me, everything about that. And when you think about something that you're truly grateful for, but you bring it front and center and you focus on it for 30 seconds or a minute and you bring it right front and center and you don't think about anything else, but you just focus on why that thing, that person, that situation matters to you so much, your body will respond and it will create that fabulous cocktail. And it works every single time. So that means at will, you can create that huge flood of positive chemistry. Now, I don't know why you wouldn't do that every day. I do. Every morning is part of my daily creation process. I use this gratitude as one piece of it. Why? Because I love the way it feels. I titled this episode, The Undervalued Superpower. When you feel that good, it changes everything you do. So when I feel that way before I go on my first coaching call, this morning, for example, which was at 7 a.m. my time, I don't usually start that early. I usually start at 8:30 or 9, but on Tuesdays, I have an early call. So if I do that ahead of time, then the way I react and speak and teach and coach is way different because I'm in that heightened state. What else it does, it makes how you react to everybody around you different. When you're feeling really good, stuff doesn't bug you as much. Someone that cuts you off, someone that says something rude, we're way more inclined to just shrug it off, to forgive, to let things go instead of, you know, getting mad or wanting to, you know, retribution or whatever. So it changes how we live. And if you do that on purpose, you can do it anytime you want during the day to keep yourself in a powerful, kind, good place. So there's also one other thing that's really good, and that is, there's a link between that chemical cocktail and neuroplasticity. Now, I'm sure you've heard of neuroplasticity. That means the ability to create new neural pathways in your brain. Now, neural pathways are just habits, okay, the things we do automatically. Some neural pathways are really good, like it keeps us breathing and our heart pumping and digestion functioning. We don't want to change those. But if we have attitudes or beliefs or thoughts that we habitually use, you know the drill. As soon as someone says something on the media or in the news, somebody else, their immediate reaction is to be mad about it or think of all the reasons it's not true. Those are habits, and they create neural pathways. So I was talking to a new client today, and we were talking about a particular habit that he had that he wanted to change. He said, I don't like this habit. What can I do? And I said, the last thing you need to do is fight with it. Instead, what you need to do is slow down. And it was this thing happened to be a particular way of responding to a given situation. So the answer was just don't say anything. Just slow down and then make a conscious choice. So we're not going to go into that coaching process. If you're curious, get a hold of me. I'm going to say this two or three times throughout the show, but if you want to know how to do this stuff, if you want to learn to master these things, I can show you because I have. And I came from a place of not knowing anything about this. So go to KellenFlukigerMedia.com and there's a contact form and reach out and let's talk because I can show you how to do this stuff. But anyway, gratitude increases our ability to rewire our habits. So if you have habits you don't like, I'm always late. I jump to conclusions. I judge people a lot. I get angry more than I want to. All those are habits, and they are worn neural pathways in your head because you've done them a lot. It's not a mystery. And the only way to change them is build new ones. Build new ones. It's like walking through the forest. If you've got a particular way you walk through a field or the forest, you wear a path there. And that's going to be the easy way to go. If you decide you want a new one, you got to walk a new way. And at first, there's all kinds of grass and underbrush maybe, and so it's hard. And gradually, as you keep going this new way, you'll wear a path there. And this old path then gets overgrown, and then it's not the normal path anymore. So you can actually change your habits in your head. And that's a crappy example, but it's you get the point. So gratitude, that chemistry, helps you build new neural pathways. And then your default, instead of frustration, suspicion, anger, negativity, is going to be hope, good perspective, patience, solutions, that kind of thing. And I find life a lot more fun living there. All right, so let's go to another thing that is difficult to do, but really important to learn. So I'm acknowledging right up front, this is difficult to do. And that is having gratitude when life sucks. when something goes against you. Somebody crashes your car. You get a letter from the IRS or a phone call. I got one of those the other day. It wasn't the IRS. It was Canada, CRA, Canada Revenue. And they were wondering about something on my tax return. But when the phone rang, I didn't know what they wanted. And you're looking at then you pick it up, it says, hi, this is so-and-so from the CRA. You're like, okay, right? You're expecting, you know, audit or doomsday or, you know, jack boots on the door, whatever it might happen, right? So there's a way to live with gratitude even when life sucks. And again, I want to emphasize, this is not some Pollyanna crap where you fake it till you make it or you're pretending. Pretending doesn't generate neurotransmitters. If it does, the neurotransmitters that it generates are very uncomfortable. You know how when you lie to someone, it feels really squirmy, stomach and your throat maybe? That's because lying generates a different set of neurotransmitters. If you or I are pretending, it generates chemistry that's a lot closer to lying than joy. So pretending you feel good, people look at you and say, yeah, you're not fooling anybody because our cues give us away. So I'm not talking about pretending. I'm talking about actually creating that chemistry of coolness, of feeling real good. All right. So we normally assume gratitude is for when things are going good, and that's not true. Gratitude, when everything is going wrong, is so powerful. Here's some things that you can do. And you create it the same way. Because when something's going wrong, you get a big bill, you know, you're sick, or whatever it is, there's still things that are going right. You're not dead yet. You know, there's lots of, if you had a list of things that you're truly grateful for, not some crap list, but a real one, and something goes wrong, almost never does it affect all of those things or even half of them. One or two of those things got bumped or nicked or hurt. And we focus on that so it feels grumpy. But if we choose, and we have to deal with whatever is, like if we get in a wreck, we got to exchange information, we got to, you know, do whatever, and that's not fun. We talk to the cops maybe or whatever. But we have the choice. And I'm saying this because I do this and it works. To focus on the other things I'm really still grateful for. And experience the gratitude. I'm glad I didn't die. I'm glad nobody else died. I'm glad, you know, things are fixable. Whatever the situation demands, you can recreate those good neurotransmitters. And that changes how you deal with the accident, how you deal with the other party, how you deal with the insurance company, how you deal with your spouse if there's one involved and you got to tell them. All of those things completely change when you on purpose bring the right chemistry into your heart and into your body. Something else that it does is it sort of breaks the idea that things are all or nothing. So when something bad happens, whatever it is, we tend to jump to the life sucks. Why me? Things never go right. And so it goes to the nothing side. So all or nothing. If we then deal with whatever that is, but remember the other things on the list, we realize that it's not all or nothing. It is something's not right, and I got to fix it, whatever it is. Maybe it's serious. But I still have all this stuff. And so we realize life is just ebb and flow. And we can bring in that wonderful sense of gratitude anytime we want to. Now, if you're not practiced at that, it's going to feel hard. You're going to think, man, that's so hard to do. You're just saying that, Kellen. And the answer is it may be hard at first, but you can learn. It's like walking through the woods. The first time you take a new path, guess what? It's grassy and you maybe get some burrs in your socks and maybe there's some branches you got to clear. But after you do it a few times, it gets clearer and clearer and then you can pick and it's not that difficult. So this is a process we can learn. Something else that it does is it stops rumination. Rumination is that endless circle of thinking about how could they have done that? Or I should have said this, or, you know, next time I see them, you know, that kind of playing a situation over and over and over again, that generates chemistry too. And that chemistry sucks. That chemistry is anger, it's revenge, it's sadness, it's jealousy, it's bitterness, and none of that feels good. If you intentionally choose to do the gratitude work, then you pour good chemistry in there, and it negates, it literally neutralizes the other stuff. Now, it takes some time. It doesn't all evaporate in a minute, but it means that you and I, we have the hands on the controls of what our bodies and our hearts feel like at any time. You actually own that. And this conversation today is about learning to remember that and then to use it. It also, turning to gratitude, keeps you or me from getting bitter, blaming, reactive, destructive, throwing things, ruining relationships, all that stuff. Okay, here's some examples. Here's something I really did, a real example from my life. I woke up on December 5th, 2018, paralyzed from the waist down. Couldn't get out of bed, tried to get out of bed, fell on my face. Because when I went to bed, I wasn't. Something had happened during the night and I was paralyzed. I tried to get up on my hands and knees and back on my face. Couldn't do it. No explanation. So we called 911 and they came, and I'd never actually ridden to the hospital in the back of an ambulance before. But anyway, after they loaded me in, I laid there and I thought, wow. And I did this exercise in my mind that I'm telling you. I thought, you know, I could get really mad about this and scream at the sky or God and say, why me? Why this? Why now? Why whatever? What I chose to do instead, because I practice what I'm talking to you about and have been for many years, I literally said out loud, okay, this sucks. What is the gift here? What is the blessing I can find in this mess? And, you know, our immediate reaction is to say, there's no friggin' way. There's no blessing here. What are you, an idiot? No, there is. It gave me time to reflect on many things. And what I reflected on and the great blessings that came from it aren't really important here because it'll take too long. But it turned out to be really revelatory because I realized, wow, okay, these are some good things that can come out of this situation. The bottom line is, again, it changed the chemistry in my body from helpless, angry, and frustrated. And why does this happen to me? That produces victim chemistry that feels like victimhood, into curiosity, discovery, a determination to create something good. And that feels way different and way better. Gratitude isn't denial. I wasn't trying to pretend I wasn't paralyzed. I wasn't trying to pretend I wasn't shocked. I wasn't trying to pretend I didn't know what the frick was going on, because I didn't. But I was determined not to get angry, frustrated, scared, or negative. So I poured in gratitude. So here is a list. I put a little list here of things you could choose to be grateful for. And if you think about it, there's lots of places, by far the majority of the world, where they don't have some of the things that I'm going to talk about. And I don't think you or I maybe have all of these, but we have enough that we could use them to create that blessing chemistry where we feel flipping good. Okay, clean water. I dare you, use ChatGPT or Google and look up how many people in the world out of 8 billion don't have clean water. A warm bed. That's particularly cool for me because we're in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and it's cold. Right now, daylight is only exactly eight hours. Sun up to sundown is just about exactly. I looked at my phone thing this morning, you know, the sunrise, sunset thing, and noticed, wow, that's 8 hours, plus or minus a couple of minutes. So it's pretty cold. We're getting into the minuses now, right? And it's going to be that way till April. Well, a warm bed is a big deal for me. How many people don't have that? How about your voice, your breath, or your eyesight? Those I listed because they're really precious for me. I sing. I speak. I do podcasts. I give talks. I just got asked yesterday if I would show up on a program on Friday, this coming Friday, day after Thanksgiving, because somebody canceled. Well, I have a voice. I have tons of prepared talks. I can do that without even thinking. And I get to spread the message of your ultimate life and purpose, prosperity, and joy to another group of people. So that was something I was really grateful for. Eyesight is a big deal for me. You may not know this, but I wear weird contacts. They're really big. They go clear out past the iris to the whites of the eyeball. And the reason they do is because I have keratoconus, which means that your corneas are mush. So I have to have these great big lenses that give your eye, your cornea shape, or you can't see. Glasses, you can't wear glasses. Because that mushy cornea, you see like seven of everything. So eyesight is a big deal. My voice is really important. I also sing. And singing is a really important part of my life. So those three are really important. Another thing you could truly decide to be grateful for instead of ignoring it is a text from someone you love. Another thing is the sunrise. Like I'm using a picture today, that happens to be a sunset, and that's a beautiful picture taken out of the living room of the house when we lived in Phoenix, but from 2008 to 2016. For 8 years, we lived in Phoenix, and that was the view out of our living room when the sun went down. You could be grateful for hot coffee or hot chocolate, to have the means to make such a thing. Here's something that might surprise you. You could be grateful for the ability to choose a thought. I had a client once who told me as we did work over the years, he said, you know, I used to think all my thoughts were real. I used to think they were all true because I thought them. Realizing that your thoughts aren't true, they're just a thought and you can let them go and think something else. That's real freedom. Pain that taught you something. Excuse me, I might have one more. I usually sneeze in twos, we'll see. But pain. There it is, I knew there was a second one. So pain that taught you something. So that was one of the things that I thought when I was paralyzed. What is this going to teach me? Well, it taught me patience. It taught me gratitude. You know, things happened in the hospital, and in a little while it was resolved. But the pain, and there was staggering pain when I was paralyzed. It was not just, oh, I'm paralyzed. It was a lot of pain. That taught me gratitude for walking. And even though today my back is not working well and I use a cane and have a lot of pain, I'm grateful to be able to move around. So there's a ton of things. How about a song that lifted you? I love writing. I mean, I have, like I said, 90-something songs, and I love working on them because they lift me. They make me feel that good stuff. You know what else is really powerful for you is your own past resilience. Like you and I have things that have happened that were not expected, that wrecked you at the time, a bankruptcy, a betrayal, your spouse was unfaithful, you got divorced, your kid, you know, died or passed away. Those kinds of things, you trash you for a time. And then when you choose to be resilient, you get past it and you realize you can go forward. That resilience is something you can be grateful for. So there's just a small list of things that you could be grateful for, and you're going to have your own. And focusing on them till you create that chemistry is a powerful antidote for fear, for uncertainty, for anxiety, for anger, for frustration, for failure. Any of those grumpy things that happen to you outside of you, the antidote is be grateful. Not pretend, but remember the things you have that you're grateful for. And that grumpy, angry, pissant, rah feeling, it'll go away. It'll be replaced by that good feeling of gratitude. Small wins trigger immediate dopamine hits. So if something bad happens, go do something you can win at. Send a beautiful message of encouragement to someone. Go finish a little project you have, not a giant one. Just go finish something. It's been nagging you. Finish it. Dopamine hit. All of those things change literally how we feel, and they do it really fast. The brain is less concerned about big wins and small wins. Small wins get hits of dopamine that are about the same as big ones. So doing something quick that feels good. Another way to do that is go help somebody. One of the best ways to get out of frustration, anger, negativity, depression, and I struggled with clinical depression for literally decades. One of the best ways to get out of it is go help. Go serve somebody. And here's why that works. Because my internal locus, the focus, isn't in me, on me. Me, me, me. How am I feeling? What's wrong with me? How come is that? But it's focused on something, someone else, and how I can actually be of service. And that switch of focus from in to out, combined with doing something, creates another whole neurotransmitter cascade that feels good and gets rid of that old stuff or grumpy stuff. Here's another really benefit to gratitude. Gratitude is good for social situations and relationships. Grateful people are easier to love. They're easier to be around. When you're around someone that's grateful or you're grateful, you're just way easier to be around. People want to be in your presence. Gratitude increases our empathy for each other, our tolerance, our willingness to get along. It also reduces conflict because it removes the need to win. Think about that. When we run around life thinking, I got to win, I got to win, I got to win, I got to beat you, that's poison. When we are in gratitude, we don't feel that. It reduces the need to win. It increases our patience. It increases our ability to listen, to hear correctly. It just does a whole ton of things. And the reason isn't a mystery. That chemistry associated with gratitude increases the brain's focus. It increases your empathy toward others. And so we listen better. We understand more. We get along better. All of that comes from that chemistry of gratitude. So learning to do that exercise so you can on demand create that chemistry of feeling good is a powerful weapon. That's why I titled this the underused superpower. And you know what? No one can prevent you from doing that. You can go somewhere, close the door, and with your own thinking and focusing, choosing to focus on the things you're really grateful for, and do it for a minute or two, you can completely change the chemistry in your body and come out joyful and happy, and someone's going to say, oh, what are you eating? Can I have some? Why? Because it shows. It leaks out of us. All right. If relationships at work or at home are struggling, start with gratitude, not criticism. Because here's what you know happens. As soon as someone starts to criticize you, or anyone, we stop listening. We start defending. We start rationalizing. We start justifying. You know, right? So criticism never works. Gratitude is the key. All right, so here's a list of a bunch of things that I used to take for granted. And therefore, I didn't do this exercise. I didn't stop to think how grateful that I was for them. Now, all of these may not apply to you. You know, they may not. But some of them will. Parents. You know, when you're young, you think your parents are horrible and stupid. And when you're older, you realize they knew a lot and they actually loved you. Kids. Sometimes they can be real difficult. But overall, if you think about how much they mean to you, it's a source of gratitude. Mentors, friends that are people that have taken time out to guide and help you. Friends, partners, even sometimes those that are difficult. You and I, we can choose how we interact and react with that thing. We don't have to be mad. We don't have to prove anything. We live in a competitive culture where proving you're right is a big deal. Oh, yeah, I'll show you. But I tell you, that doesn't win friends. It doesn't cement relationships. It burns them down. It creates divides. It creates strife and vengeful thinking. Sometimes it costs you money. Gratitude makes you more money because you're easier to get along with. Relationships are better. You can do better deals. And you get more done at work. Here's some circumstances. Opportunities that show up. Maybe you didn't create them. Sudden opportunities. Now, there was a negative one. The one of this car, like other moments that blindside you but shape you. That car incident that I told you right at the start. Boy, that blindsided me, but it sure shaped me. Okay, it just wildly flooded my system with, you know, a little bit of, I wouldn't say fear because it was over, but that sort of breathless thing. But I did notice the overwhelming gratitude that I experienced. Another couple of things is, how about your abilities? Okay, now I speak. I am grateful for my ability to talk. I've developed over the years the voice that I have, the speaking ability that I have, the singing ability that I have, the music that I can do. I write songs, I direct choirs, all kinds of stuff. But that's me. What are your gifts? What are your talents? What are the things you've developed? The skills, what are you really good at? Well, are you grateful for those? Do you think about what they provide? Maybe you sell those skills in the marketplace. And so it provides a roof and food and hobby and vacation money. That's something to truly be grateful for instead of take for granted. And we can take it for granted. Well, of course I have a job. Yeah, whatever. Still working for the weekend. Well, this is a place where you can change your neural pathways. I am flipping grateful for that job. It lets me eat, not worry about my mortgage or my rent. It pays the bills and lets me buy a few toys on the side. Another thing that I'm really grateful for is the failures that taught me lessons. At the time, like I've had lots of failures. There was a time much earlier in my life when I struggled and had bankruptcy. Well, that was a failure, and I'm grateful for that. Now, I wouldn't change that. There's lots of earlier struggles that I've talked about in other episodes that I had in my life that were serious. Some of them life-threatening. But today, I feel gratitude for every one of them. I'm grateful for every single failure, not because it was pleasant at the time, but because I was able to learn something, and it has shaped who I am. Something else you can be grateful for that I sure am is the desires and dreams that you have. Now, you can treat desires, well, I'll never get that, and that creates not neurotransmitters, but desires that you have real hope for, that you plan for, that you work for. That's really motivating. So here's another list of things. How about the resources you have? Do you have a good computer? Are you good with ChatGPT? Do you use AI well? Do you read well? Are you good at teaching? Right? Do you know a lot of, have you learned a lot of things in your life? All of that are resources that you have. Maybe you have a lot of money. Maybe you've accumulated a lot of wealth. And so you have that resource. Now you can use it to hoard and to spend on everything that you're, you know, you whimsically want, or you can use it to add good to the world. I've done both. You know, in the executive days, I bought all kinds of crazy stuff. And you know what? It didn't make me happy at all. Today, I choose with everything that I've got to add good to the world. Because it feels way better. It brings those same old good neurotransmitters up. Here's something I want you to think about, and I'm going to say it slowly. I think we're all swimming in gifts that we've stopped seeing. What gifts have you stopped seeing? So now I want to talk in the last few minutes about something else. And that is, gratitude can be a behavior. I behave in a grateful way. I speak gratitude. I remember to thank people. I remember to be polite. I do the exercise Kellen just gave me. That is the beginning stage. That's the entry level. That's like elementary school. Another way to think about gratitude is as a being, an identity. I am gratitude. Well, in order for that to be true, then I have to live that all the time. I have to look at everything. Einstein said you can look at the universe two ways, like nothing is a miracle or like everything is. I choose to look like every single thing is a miracle, not because I want to be weird. It's way more fun living that way. When I look with awe and wonder at you, every person I meet, every conversation I have, I get to see the beauty in that divine being. Oh, it's flipping fun. to live that way. And so being grateful, okay, I am gratitude. And what that means is this is neural pathways, practice, trained myself to look at everything with what's the good here, what's the blessing, what's the possibility. And I'm not saying yay me, I'm saying it's way more fun. So I invite you to give it a try. I invite you to explore what it's like just for a day to be gratitude. When gratitude becomes your identity, you actually walk differently. You see everybody differently. You speak with more power. People want to be around you. Okay? You interpret events with wisdom instead of with fear. Like, oh, what's next? Where's the other shoe going to drop? No, you see things developing positively, and that simply becomes the lens that you use to look through life. Not, okay, what's next? But, wow, I can't wait. And that happens when you choose to wear gratitude as a being. It's like part of your skin, part of your soul. Gratitude also leads us to having abundance thinking. There's enough. There's always going to be enough. I can figure out a way. It gets rid of anxiety and fear when you live. I am someone who sees possibility. Like, you can have that. So experiment. I'm inviting you to experiment with those kind of statements. I am gratitude. I see possibility. I see abundance. Take those and play with them. Make them your own. But find sentences that you can use intentionally, because it literally changes what you create in the world. Now, Thanksgiving is the day after tomorrow. So you can attend Thanksgiving or you can lead it. Thanksgiving. You can live. You can say thank you out loud 100 times in the next couple of days. You can tell somebody. I challenge you, tell 10 people why they matter to you. See what happens. Call someone and love them. Someone that's not going to hear it from anybody else. That brings such spectacular results, you'd be surprised. Shift any negativity. Choose to see it positively. Ask people what they're grateful for. You know, ask and engage in that conversation. Bring a story of gratitude instead of just an opinion. Like, intentionally bring a story of gratitude. Notice someone who's being quiet. Acknowledge them. Pull them into your gratitude space. Pull them in and show them. So here's three practices as we close. Every single morning, get in this habit of practicing. I am grateful for. Today I'm grateful for X because of Y. Now, if you don't have a habit of this, it might be hard at first, but I gave you a whole list of things you could be grateful for. Pick your own. And the important thing is, don't pretend. Don't make up stuff, because there are things in your life that you're really grateful for that you'd be sad without. So pick those. Pick the easy ones and get in the habit of just saying, today I'm grateful for X because of Y. And just do that. Two or three of them. What does it take? 30 seconds? It'll start rewiring your brain. Whenever stress spikes, bing, ask the question, what good can come from this? What is still true? Even though this happened, what is still true that is good? The other thing you can do, the third thing, is that when you go to bed, instead of just going to sleep or watching TV to go to sleep or listening to something, think through that gratitude list. What things are good? Fill your brain with that good chemistry before you go to sleep. I can promise you, you'll sleep better, you'll wake up less, you'll feel better, your dreams will be better. Fill your heart with good chemistry. If you want a better life, if you want to go build your ultimate life, gratitude isn't optional. It's a doorway. It is a literal superpower that can change everything about your life. Not in a minute, not like a Harry Potter wand, but it can change your life in profound and meaningful ways. I encourage you really strongly to use the next couple of days to practice this. Take some of the suggestions that I've talked about today and surprise people. Be weird. Show up extra grateful. Show up bubbling with thanks, bubbling with positivity. especially if you're normally the quiet one or the, heaven forbid, the jerkwad in the corner that's grumpy about everything. Just make a choice. I'm going to be the one that's just grateful. I'm going to pour love on everybody and gratitude. Why? Just because I can. Freak people out. Try that. Choose gratitude today on purpose. If you do the exercise and think about something long enough to create that chemistry, you'll love that. And you'll do it all the time because it feels so good. It's your chemistry, and it brings good things in your own heart, in your relationships, and in all the parts of your life. And this is a promise. If you do this, you will notice a direct and specific change that will be as big as you need it to be and last as long as it needs to, as long as you do that work and stay grateful. Gratitude is a gigantic piece of the puzzle as we together create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.